Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 384 on Saturday, September 20th, 2025. Or if you're here in Futureland, Aussie Land, any part that is on Sunday, the 21st, welcome. Hi, chat. Welcome, welcome. Let us take our beverage of choice and say good morning, good evening, good afternoon, all of that good stuff. Cheers. Happy leading up to Halloween. Can we do that? Cheers. I have got a very interesting mocha. It's not my typical. And I'm not entirely sure I'm here for it at the moment. But anyway, there's coffee in there. Technically, there's about... I'm going to say there's probably 4 shots of coffee. So, will it help? I don't know. Anyway, good morning to chat. Let's see who is here joining us. And again, thank you to everyone for being here and giving of your time. Thank you very much. Chris is here. Thank you. Good to see you. We'll just... Yep. Good morning. Had to, Chris. Zep's here. Good morning, Zep. Just resubscribed again. Is that a total of 30 months, which is fantastic. Thank you very, very much for that. Appreciate that. Not sure who else might be here, but for anyone else that could be lurking or around, thank you for being here. So as I said before we started live recording, my brain is not braining. That could very well be the show title. So let me write that one down. My brain is not braining. Because I will probably not remember that. What was I saying? There we go. This is a typical moment in the life of Lita, is completely forgetting what I was going on about. Anyway, so yes, I had to take a couple of weeks off. I had a lot of family and extended family things going on. So all of that's been done, celebrations, all of that fun stuff. So that was really nice to be able to take some time off. However, we're back this week, and which is great. And at this stage, I have got down that we will be back in another two weeks. We always see how things go. There's a lot of stuff. Just got a lot of stuff going on. I'm not working, and I swear to God, I'm busier than ever. It's crazy. But, yeah. So, anyway, that is what's... that's part of what's going on. So, yeah. Anyway, let's get into what's been going on while I've been away. So, to start with the news, we've got a few things... to talk about. We've had a few max levels. So first off, congratulations to Talon for becoming our 42nd The War Within Iron Man Challenge Champion. We also have a congratulations to Bloodworg for becoming our fourth The War Within Bloodthirsty Challenge champion. Bloodworg is another listen character. So listens had about Bloodworg plus, I think, another 7 max levels. A couple that one, I think, got yellow flagged. Maybe it was a passy or something. But he's had a lot over the past 6 months, 8 months, whatever it's been, which is great. So this was his Bloodthirsty that he's been working on, finally hit max, which is fantastic. Then we have also congratulations to Iron Man Ghost becoming our 43rd The War Within Iron Man Challenge Champion. And then we've got Iron Slam for becoming our 44th The War Within Iron Man Champion. Now, before we go too far, write-ups were both done for Talon and Bloodwalk, which is fantastic. I have not heard from Iron Man Ghost or Iron Slam, so if one of these is your turn, please reach out. If I've not heard anything by the time I've done the editing of the show today and posted it, I will just do some basic posts, because I've been waiting patiently. Like, I've put out the vibe to be like, hey, if this is your tune, please contact me or contact the mods, and nobody has put their hand up to say, hey, yes, it's me, I've checked my emails, and I always check junk and spam just in case something's gone through to them and nothing's showing. So I don't think anyone has reached out, which is a bummer, because we always enjoy finding out a journey of what someone's done for that particular tune. And yeah, so it would have been nice, but if I've not received anything, I'm just going to do a basic post. But if this is your tune and you're here now, or you know who that person is, please get them to contact myself or the mod team, and we can get you the question so we can get the write-up. However, if I don't hear from you, I'll do a basic post. Actually, I might do the basic post tomorrow. Tomorrow's Monday for me. I'll give you, by the time this goes up, just in case if someone's listening, I'll do the basic post tomorrow my time. Okay? All right. Now, the other thing, there seems to be a lot going on in World of Warcraft. And again, I don't know if it's just me because I'm not spending as much time as I normally would. This expansion, last expansion, I'm not spending as much time. And it's just life. Like, it's not that I don't love the game. WoW is my game. Always will be. Always has been. I've played it for a very long time and I don't see that changing. It's just not spending every day for multiple hours within the game, and sometimes that's a little bit upsetting to me because I love it. However, there are other things that are going on in my life that I need to prioritize, and at the moment, WoW is not one. And that's fine. Completely fine. So, Mrs. Rakuru, good morning and thank you. 72 months. Mrs. Rakuru just resubscribed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hang on. I should do little hearty hearts. Where's my little hearty hearts for my lovely? There we go. Thank you very much. That's very kind. And as I said to Zep earlier for his subscription, The money will go towards the website, so thank you. It's very, very kind, so thank you very much. So life's just been very challenging. So by the time I hop into game, I feel like I'm chasing my tail. And I'm not saying that that's a good or a bad thing. It's just, it is what it is. So, and it's been like that, as you guys would know. It has been like that for a time. It feels like it's been like that for a time. And again, you know, sometimes we've got to prioritize life, and that's okay. It's what it is. So it just feels like constantly for me that there's something that I'm playing catch up with. Something may have come out, and you know, like, what do you call it? The not the contribution. Oh, words. Like I said, my brain is not braining today. The campaign. So Blizzard quite often gives us so much of the campaign, and then the next one comes later on, and then the next one, etc. So I feel like I'm playing catch up with the campaign on Lita before I'm even really having a chance to look at any other alt that I have. And that includes my challenge tunes. Like, my challenge tunes are, they're sitting here going, hey, we're here. And I'm like, at the moment, I just don't have the time. Zep says, I think I felt like that this whole expansion. Always so many new things or events going on. Exactly. And, I mean, as we have discussed in the past, the fact that, you know, back in the day when there used to be a patch, and there would be many, many months between from one patch to the other. So a lot of times people would be like, hey, I've been doing this for 3 or 4 months. I'm really sick of it. They might go play an alt. They might take up something like a challenge tune, etc. Some people go, no, I'm going to go and have a break, and I'm going to go and play Switch or Diablo or, you know, something else. And that's completely fine. Nowadays, WoW is, they've kind of got a very set schedule where they're saying, okay, we're releasing this every, this will happen every so often, and that's great. It's good to see that we're getting some newer content, but again, it does feel for those of us that aren't in the game as much as we'd like to be, it does kind of feel like a lot of catch up. So, you know, it, and again, it is what it is, because IRL life, all of that, compared to, you know, trying to game or play the game that you completely love to play, is sometimes you've got to make that little bit of a choice to be like, okay, I can't be over here in game and play leader or play an alt or do whichever, because I need to focus on this currently. So I completely get it. I can't remember what my point was. Anyway, I completely get it. And we know that we've got Midnight is coming. There's, you know, the, I will admit I had watched the trailer for the new expansion. And I had watched it a couple of times, and then I actually watched it just recently where I put it on my full screen and cranked up the volume a bit, because back in the day, whenever Blizzard had released that expansion trailer, I would sit at my computer and I would crank it on here. And a lot of times with the way technology is nowadays, you know, you might see it on your phone, you might see it on your iPad, whichever. And that impact is not quite the same as seeing it on the big screen. And for me, a big screen is my PC computer or watching it via YouTube on my TV. But this day, and it was only recently, I'm going to say within the last maybe 5 days, that I went, you know what, let me re-watch it, because I've watched it a few times, and let me re-watch it on my computer. Let me crank it up, and let me watch this again, because I want to get the sense of it. I want to really hear what it's like. Because sometimes, again, if you're listening to it on your phone or on an iPad or, you know, whatever device, if you haven't got your, you know, headphones in listening to it, you might miss stuff. And a lot of times there could be, you know, those background noises that just adds to the ambience of what that trailer is. So I put it on, I turned up the volume, and I sat here, and I must admit that I got goosebumps. Was like, I could hear so much going on in the back. I think they're like the fire, the swish of like the void, like without listening to anyone talking, but just the sounds in the background. And I must admit that as much as, and I loved it watching originally, but by sitting here and kind of watching it as in like a movie mode, I was like, yeah. So again, very excited. We've got that expansion. It's coming next year. They haven't given us a date as of yet. They've just said, you know, 2026. And again, you know, we've got a lot going on with the game. So I think for a lot of us, finding time to play, you know, I know I'm surely not the only one that is having limited time. And then even those times that I think back and go, well, when I had a lot more time, there's so much to do. Right? There's so much to do in game. It's crazy. Even if you said, well, I'll go back, or I'll go play an alt, or I'll go play my challenge tunes. What do I want to do? Where do I want to go? That's the thing about this game. There is so much that you can do. And that's part of what we love about the challenges, is I don't want to play my main. I don't want to play one of my normal alts. I do want to play a challenge tune. What am I going to do? Am I going to go iron? Am I going to go green? Wait, I feel like doing some professions. Do I want to go a pacifist? Do I want to go a working man? You know, you can break those up into what do I feel like doing for a challenge zone. And then if you're not really sure and you're just like, I want to test how things is. Do I want to take a tin? Do I want to just go scout? Do I want to do a recon by scouting things out and laying a path for where I want to go with a future challenge soon? So there's all those kinds of things. But at the moment, we've also got the world events, which seem to be coming thick and fast. So, speaking of world events, hang on, let me take a breath. Talking. So, yeah, again, cheers. I'm gonna say that I'm probably not a fan of this this mock-up. I think we'll go back to my original, which would this is definitely tart. It's not sour. It's a tart bitterness, and it's not the coffee. It's definitely the cacao chocolate, drinking chocolate. It's definitely different. But anyway, we could talk coffee and related drinks all day. However, that's not what the show's about. So, let's talk about upcoming world events. So, we have got Brewfest starting in a couple of days. Again, so how are we at Brewfest already? Anyone? We're halfway through September. I keep saying this because it's... Why is it the older I'm getting, the faster time is just... The year is going so fast, Mrs. Rock Guru. Absolutely. Chris is saying, hopefully there's new mogs. Okay, well, what I will do is I will do the write-up for the website on Brewfest. Obviously not today, and I'll try and have it posted just before it goes live. So it's saying it goes live 7 a.m. on the 23rd of the 9th. And that will go through to the 9th of the 10th. So it's certainly got some, you know, a good couple weeks. And again, there probably will be some great stuff that you can use to take challenge tunes through. So, you know, as Fair always said, there's bonus XP for a lot of these world events for various tunes, obviously not for your bloodthirsties. But we would class it like bonus XP. So yeah. So I will do a Brewfest post. I will try and get it up before it starts. If not, it may be after it starts. Again, I will see. But I'll check it out and I will post a new... an up-to-date 2025, you know, what's coming. I will admit, I don't know. I haven't fully looked at it, but I will have a look. Then, at the same time as Brewfest, Harvest Festival will start on the 2nd of the 10th. Okay, and that will go until the 9th of the 10th. So both Brewfest and Harvest Festival will finish on the same date, but it seems to be different times. So that's what's coming up. By the time then the next show is around, which should be on the 4th. Let me check. Yes. So the next show will be on the 4th of October, and by then we'll know for the next lot of world events, which obviously will be Dark Moon Fair will be starting, and we'll have the brain is not braining All Hallows and all will be starting, obviously leading up to Halloween and all of that. So hoping there's new stuff, and I'm hoping there's not too much new stuff, so just in case if I've got limited time I can still get it, because I hate the fact that if I can't buy all the get all the things, I don't like. We used to do that years ago, remember when the achievements came in and we were chasing the Proto Drake? Because you had to complete the world events for every time for a whole year. And I still feel that pressure every time there's a world event and there's new things. I'm like, I want it. I want it all. I just give it to me all. Give me new things. Same as like, what is it? Trading post. Give me more of the cash, please. I hate having to walk away going, I really wanted that as well, but I could only buy like two things. And I want it all. What a long, strange trip it's been, Chris. Yes. Absolutely. Yes, new mogs. Mrs. Rock Guru says new mogs have seen them on Wowhead, plus a new additional mount from Corum Brew. Ooh, that's been a while. Okay. I'm intrigued. I'm interested. Chris says, oh, I forgot about that one. Thank you. Okay. Also, Mrs. Rock Guru, by the looks of things, they sorted out the clipping when it was data mined early in the year. Legion Remix, you need so much bronze. Okay, I must admit, I haven't even looked at any of that stuff at all. There's no way I can play a remix without, I do love my, it's the original. What are we calling it now? Retail? I don't like that. Retail WoW? No. It's original. It's original WoW. Chris says, that's the name of the achievement when you complete all the world quests and it gives you the mount. Yes, Violet Protodrake. Which still to this day, yes, one of my faves, but there's now far too many faves. There's a lot. We have got a lot of mounts in this game, which is fantastic. I'm all for it. Absolutely. Okay. It's a barrel-shaped flying mount built on Mimrong's head. Ooh. Barrel-shaped flying mount. Part of me's like, who, intriguing, and the other part of me that has vertigo is kind of like, I will, like a keg, yep. Okay, so I'm intrigued because I'm wondering if it's going to be like, sets my vertigo on fire. I'm hoping not. My first list is insane. My fave list is insane, yeah. Absolutely, Chris. And at the moment, you know what I've been doing with Leader in particular is trying to transmog her, create new outfits and looking at things that I don't typically look at, you know, so, and picking out colors that I don't typically go with, you know, because it's not all about Corruptor set leader, but, and then matching, finding something within my mounts to match, and again, trying to look at, okay, it's stop picking the same favorites that you always pick leader, pick something a little different, because you've got how many mounts have I got? I've got too many, a lot. So I try and, you know, I try and match her and give her a period of time. So sometimes we might have that for a week, sometimes I might only have it for a couple of days, but I do try and, you know, because we've got all these things, and me being stuck in Corruptor, as much as I love Corruptor, will always be my S tier. It's mine, my ride and die. She will go out in Corruptor. if that ever happens. But for now, she's also exploring a lot of undead female sides of sometimes wanting to be a girly undead wearing a pretty dress, and sometimes she wants to be a bit like a archaeologist or a lawyer, you know, like a legal profession person. There are keg helmets. Yeah, I think we've definitely had keg helmets before. Am I right? I'm sure I've got one that had what was it? Something, or was that from a run from a dungeon that might have come off like one of the bosses in a dungeon? So yeah. But again, we've got, you know, again, things to keep us busy, which is great. So it'll be interesting to see what new things. Harvest Festival, again, can be great for a bit of bonus XP for your challenge tunes. So, yeah, so we'll see. But I'll do that in the next few days, as I said. If I can get it posted before Brewfest, however, with time zones and all of that, it might not be until after. I'm just now thinking about my next couple of days, and I've got a couple of busy things I have to sort through. So yeah, we'll see. Anyway, it will be up. We'll get it done eventually. Okay, let's do the state of the challenges. Let's have a look. I got an itchy nose. Sorry, guys. Give me a sec. Okay. Did you notice I've upped my sub to tier 2? Did you? I didn't. How did I? You did too. That is very kind. Thank you. I did see it, but the brain didn't compute. It tells me right there. Mrs. Rockguru, I apologize. My brain is seriously not braining, but thank you very much. That is super sweet. Thank you. It is greatly appreciated. Whatever you guys can do to, again, help pay. We just put it towards the website, so thank you. I completely not braining. The usual. Alright, let's do state of the challenges. So, irons. We've got 10 irons this week. So, at number 10, we've got Dark Iron Man. Level 18. At number 9, there was a Cyrillic name. Anyway, when I did the translation, it was Rice. Was level 23. Number 8 is Irons at level 31. 7 was Harmdahl at level 33, RIP. 6 is Myaretha at level 43, RIP. And at number 5, Fantes at level 53, RIP. Wow, 33, 43, 53. Damn. Okay, at number 4 this week was Iron Bear at level 72. Number 3 is Arc Iron at level 74. And then at number 2 we had Iron Slam at level, hitting level 80. And at number 1 was Iron Man Ghost hitting level 80. So that's our 43rd and 44th The War Within Iron Champions. Bloods, we had one blood this week, which is Boromir at level 21. Pacifists, we had two pacifists, which is Irencia at level 16, and number one was Chris at level 32. Traditional Chris spelling, not our Chris spelling in the chat. Our Chris, my Chris. Not I, no, exactly. But typical, you know, C-H-R-I-S, which is intriguing to, again, some names that you think that would never be there. Surely someone's taken that. And no, it's there. So that's kind of cool. All right, Working Man, we have one of those, and it's Bear Liz at level 24. We had two greens, which is Alex Iron at level 12 and Aviana at level 40. Aviana, that seems to be right. Tins, we had one tin, which was Alex Tiny at level 16. And we had no Iron Blood or Green Man teams this week. So. All right. Chit chat. Okay, I've got two funnies. And I don't think I've done these ones. They didn't ring a bell of ones that I may have said years ago. So hopefully I haven't, but let's see. And if you've got one, pop it in chat and I'll read it. Okay, the first one is, why are fungi always invited on road trips? They don't take up mushroom. I will admit that when I saw that one, I did have a very deep reaction and sat here giggling for a good 5 minutes. And I was like, yep, we're having that one today. And then it took me a little while to find a second one. This one I didn't giggle as much too, but I still thought it was super cute. All right, what do you call a classy sea creature? Sophisticated. Sophisticated. Yeah, it's, again, you know me. I am all for the cute ones. Sometimes, every now and again, I don't mind the eye roll ones, but I do like a cute pun or cute joke, I will admit. So, yeah. Absolutely. So, hopefully, that may have brightened, made you smile, made you cringe inwardly, but you still kind of like, yeah, Lena, that not bad. Hopefully. All right. Well, before we wrap up, anything I've missed? Anything, chat? Anything that you'd like me to mention, you'd like me to talk about before we wrap up? As I said, I will be back in 2 weeks on the 4th. So, you know, I think we should be good for that at the moment. And then we're coming into Halloween's coming. How many sleeps have we got until Halloween? Not that I mean, I just love the. There are times that I'm like, I wish I was completely over there in America with you guys to have another Halloween. I have had one Halloween in, which was 2018 when I went over for BlizzCon. Spooky season, yep. But that wasn't tradition. That wasn't a traditional Halloween because obviously, it was way before, but I did go to Disney and they still had all the Halloween stuff out. It was so cool. It was great. I loved it. I want to go back to Disneyland more times. That would be cool. Disneyland was, I had the best time. So yeah. All right. Everyone thinks we're good? Excellent. All right. So let's wrap up. I'm sure Chris needs to go to bed. Mrs. Rakuru, what time is it there for you? I'm sure you could probably go back to sleep. Get Hubs to do it for an anniversary. Maybe anything's possible would be nice. Just coming up to 1 a.m. Nice. Nice. Well, maybe that is you could have a chill, you could go play, well, then go back to bed. All these things. Okay. Well, again, thank you to our wonderful Iron Elites. Our names are below for everyone. Again, thank you to Zep, Mrs. Rock Guru, for again subscribing through Twitch. Much appreciated. Plus to all of our Iron Elites playing Elite Dangerous at the moment. Cool. To the wonderful team that is behind WoW Challengers, because obviously it's not just me. We have got a team of wonderful human beings that I would not be able to do this without. So the likes of Chris, Stir, Zaya, Awesome Trousers, Execute, as well as Rod, who is one of our code wardens. Again, thank you very much for the things that you do to help keep these places, one, a safe space, two, obviously our Discord's not as busy as it has been over the years, but that's okay. We're a small community and there's nothing wrong with that, but we've got some amazing people. So thank you to those that help out. Appreciate that. So again, I'll be back in 2 weeks, which will be Saturday, October 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern. When does time change happen? Is that after Halloween? I'll have to look in that. Unless Chris or Zep, let me know. Because then I'll have to readjust. Have to readjust. November 2nd. Hot damn. I just get comfortable being like 9 o'clock. Okay, I need to be sitting down, getting ready to go live, and then I've got to push it back an hour, which you can say later, you're getting pushed back. But then I get into getting used to 10 o'clock, and then when we've got to change it to come forward. Oh, last Sunday in October for you, right? So November 2nd is time. Oh, just gonna put time change. It's not called time change. I can't think of what we call it. Like I said, the show title will be My Brain Is Not Braining. So, yeah, that seems fitting. Anyway, if you want to check out any of the information, check out the challenges, please go over to wellchallenges.com. You'll also find all the information for our socials. And if you need to contact me, please reach out. You can reach out through Discord, Twitter, email. You can email the podcast one, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com, or email me directly, which is leaderwow@gmail.com. So please feel free if you need to reach out. I'm around. Just again, time zones make it might be a little bit of time before I get back to you. All right. Daylight savings. Thank you. See, that's what I mean. I should. Daylight savings. Oh my goodness. Anyway, all right. Well, look, thank you very much for everyone being here. I appreciate it again of giving your time to hang out with me today for the subscription Zep and Mrs. Rock Guru. Thank you very much for anyone listening. In the future, to the video, to the podcast, thank you. Hope you're all having a wonderful, wonderful day. Please stay safe, both in and out of game. And like I said, I will be back on October the 4th at 7 p.m. Eastern. All right. Bye, guys. The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leetah, copyright 2025. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.